What do you see in terms of side effects and toxicity with this therapy?
Well, the most important one will be this retinoic acid syndrome that, as you know, is basically a capillary type of syndrome where patients a few days on therapy develop pulmonary edema, shortness of breath, etc. Those are nowadays rare, partly because I think that the therapy is also changing the natural history of the disease, also because we heavily pre-medicate these patients with steroids. I think that's very important. So we don't let them develop the syndrome, and then if it happens, actually it's not big deal if you are on top of the patient. You know, you can stop therapy, treat them with steroids, and most of these patients will do fine. But the reality is that we pre-medicate. Now, with the arsenic, there is one peculiar toxicity that is key, that is this issue of QT prolongation, torsades, etc. So you have to pay attention. And here, this also seems to be an ethnic type of issue where African-Americans tend to have more frequently this type of complication. So we published a number of years ago our experience, and Dr. DiPersio from WashU had some data in blood where a lot of these patients that developed QT interval progression with the arsenic trioxide tended to be African-Americans in this country. Now, I have Caucasians who have done that, and it's low frequency, but you have to pay attention. You know, some of these patients, that will preclude you, in my opinion, to continue therapy, although actually in some guidelines we'll say that you can rechallenge the patients. I will not be safe doing that. But the good news is that I have a number of patients that I gave a couple of cycles of the arsenic, and I could not continue. And then I switched them to an anthracycline type of approach or a Mylotarg ATRA type of approach. And they are now 5-6 years out doing extremely well.